details about the area. Hang on here.
Tara, I know this is unprofessional, but I really have to use the restroom. Can I just put you on hold for a couple minutes and come back?
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Felicia, my name's John, and by the way, I'm the director. I'll wait for you.
Hi, John.
Okay.
Okay, just 1 minute. Sorry about that.
No worries. All right. I was trying to find your Google business profile. I was looking you up by name here, and I didn't see it anywhere.
It should be mine.
Okay. No, I literally typed in your business name. And you got a very unique name to the business.
Now I'm looking. Your business? Okay, wait. Your business is on Google. You can now revise your reviews, connect with customers, and update your profile at any time.
Okay. How does the name appear on there? Because I typed in Vivier Designs, Chicago, and I got your Yelp. I see a website for you, but the website, probably, I don't think that's yours because it doesn't have the I there after the second V.
Yeah, there's some other Vivier, but that's not me. Vivier is me.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I see Angie's. So I see Yelp, I see Angie's.
I was able to see it. I don't know why you can't see it.
Yeah, it's weird. Did you complete your Google verification?
I did.
Okay, good.
And it says profile strength, the screen looks good.
I believe it's out there somewhere. I just can't find it for your name. I looked up interior design, too, and I kind of scrolled through the search results for that. I didn't see. I even went to, like, the More Businesses section and scrolled to the abyss. And then it didn't show up as a verified local listing. So I'm wondering, maybe it's new. Does it have any reviews on it?
Not yet. No, I'm working on all kinds of things like
super new. Okay. Well, the main ones who are showing up on the first page right now is Habitar Design, Amy Kartheiser Design, and Donna Mondi.
Okay.
See what we can do here. You're already working with an SEO company?
I am. SEOM Interactive.
SEOM Interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Out of Pennsylvania.
What?
That's interesting. I don't want to tell you they're bad. I'm hesitant to bash any business. But the Google partners are in California. So here, let me just make sure this is the right company. You get texting on this number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just texted you the link for that business. Is that the right company?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay. 18 reviews. They seem pretty new. Okay, let me see their oldest review. They have one on there from 7 years ago, and then it goes 5 years, 6 years, and then 2 years. Interesting. Not a lot of reviews. Usually the Google partners are in California. Like, we're right next to Google. Here, this, okay. this is our company.
Yeah, when I, like, it's not like I did a big
contract or anything.
Since I'm part of a franchise and that is the partner, when I was at corporate a couple of weeks ago, I was like, hey, what about these guys? And it's like,
it just got thrown out there.
Hey, you have to keep on them. But I needed to get it going immediately because I have no business. So I went down and I didn't do a big review. I know, like, I came from technology before I started this business, and I know it takes 6 months, for SEO to propagate through the internet and all that stuff. Which is why I'm looking at advertising,
Google partners,
and hopefully.
You should get Google Premier Google Partners. Like, it's not going to take 6 months. SEO without a Google partnership and then without access to the algorithm updates will probably take 6 months. But if you're saying, hey, I need to get something going, the Premier Partners, it's not going to take 6 months. We get our clients on the first page and getting phone calls, like a complete online profile, talking about building their website, running Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, all different kind of directories in 30 days. We quote 30 to 45 days for everybody, and it's all month to month. That's what I was trying to explain to you is, like, they got 18 reviews, and it looks like they've been in business for a couple of years. Our company's got thousands of reviews. We're a premier partner, so we're right next to Google here in SoCal. And, you know, we had extensive track record. We've been in business since 2004. So the partnership's really everything.
These guys have Google Partner Premier 2003 on their website.
Let me see.
2023. It's at the
bottom of
their
homepage.
Yep, I see that. I like what you're saying, but I am drinking from the fire hose right now.
Trying to get the business going. At the end of the day, you just want the end result. I understand that. You know, we want to get the company up and running. I don't want to say it's bad, but what I'll say is this, is if you do decide to make the switch over to us, they're going to get kicked out of your Google business profile. At that point, you should stop paying them. Okay? If you do decide to move forward with us. I just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
Now, Tara said you had some questions about the service area you cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know we keep talking about local SEO. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I live downtown Chicago, in one of the neighborhoods, and my target area are certain neighborhoods in Chicago, not the entire city, and then also the North
I run into that a lot.
Neighborhoods,
yeah.
Like, John, are you from Chicago?
No, but I've been doing this for 12 years, so it's like, I got a lot of guys who are like, okay. I'm not trying to go to South Chicago, and I get it,
Right. Yeah, so I have a list of cities and zip codes which are the risky neighborhoods on what we call the North Shore.
Right.
And that those are what I'm trying to target.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tara was telling me about the ad where three businesses come up.
So the we're a premier partner. Go ahead.
Sorry, I wouldn't want it based on my my zip code where I work out of my home office and I don't want it based on my zip code. I want to target the riskier neighborhood.
Yeah. So, then SEO is probably not even going to be an ideal fit for you, to be honest, because the way it works is they pin verify you, whether that be with a letter in the mail or you do a video verification, whichever one you went the route on, that marks your center location. Your address on your business profile, and the local listings, even the guys that we have on the map here, it's based on that, and then you get a radius from that. You can exclude certain areas from the radius, and you can emphasize certain areas, but you're not usually going to exclude the local area where you are in your own backyard, they're probably still going to be able to
right.
see you.
Right. Well, I don't want to exclude my neighborhood, but
okay.
I want to include the North Shore suburbs.
Right. You want to hit the areas that aren't normally yeah. going to be hit. So the way to do
yeah.
that is to run Google Ads, not local listing like this. Like, you're talking, like, what, Arlington Heights, Vernon Hills? Like, what areas are you talking about hitting here?
I am talking, let me get my list.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second.
No problem.
I am talking, like, there are neighborhoods in the city of Chicago, like Lincoln Park, Lakeview, Gold Coast, Old Town, Bucktown, Wicker Park, North Center.
Got it.
Maybe West Loop. And then
okay.
the North Shore cities are Winnetka, Wilmette, Glencoe, Lake Forest, Highland Park, and then maybe some additional kind of mid-range suburbs like Park Ridge and Evanston.
Okay. Yeah, you would definitely have to do Google Ads in order to show. But the good thing about Google Ads is, like, you can get it up and running in a couple of days. So I think that's actually more ideal for you, too, if you're trying to get things going. It's not like you have to do all the programming and SEO. It's as simple as us setting up the ad, and that money goes directly to Google, and it's charged on a per-click basis. The only issue with Google Ads is, like, the starting budget is $300, and then it goes up from there. And then it's, like, that
yeah.
$300, if you're in a area where it's high traffic for what you do, you know, you could exhaust that budget in, like, 2-3 weeks. You know, and then you're
yeah,
spending
yeah.
a week of it not even being shown until the bill refreshes. So a lot of times people will start with $300 and then they end up putting whatever they see needs to be allotted to it in order to keep it up there around the clock, you know.
Yeah, I've signed up for Google Ads already, and I, and they gave me, like, buy 500, get 500 free. You've got to use
mm-hmm.
your 500 within
mm-hmm.
2 months or something like that.
Right.
So I signed up for that,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the detail of the sign up. If I think I did put the zip code in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I mean, even if you use AdWords Express, that's kind of the easier form, but it's tedious, you know. And there's a lot that needs to be done. That's a big reason why Google started the partner program when they started running Google Ads, is because they realized, hey, that not every business owner is going to be able to do this, whether it be like the know-how or even just the time to put into it. So that's why they have the partners, is you have Google certified technicians that are actually hosting it for you. You know, we get a game plan together on what you're looking for. We customize it, we host it, run it, and we try to get as many leads and job opportunities as possible out of it. And that'll keep you using it. The problem they were having is that they would, you know, set up accounts and then the people either didn't have the time or the knowledge and they didn't set it up properly, or they wind up spending money on things that didn't turn into business, and then they cancel it because
yeah.
they're not seeing the result. So the whole point of the partner program is to make sure that it's working effectively and you have a professional team there maintaining it for you to maximize your ROI from the campaign, and that kind of frees up your time to focus on the business and the actual clients themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so,
a lot.
Tell me about your pricing, number one. And number two, John,
mm-hmm.
are you a sales guy? Like, I've talked to plenty of salespeople who seem like really great and I connect with, and they know what they're doing. And then I get
mm-hmm.
passed off to the team and I'm like, you are dumb.
I've actually had some relationships where they tell me that, you know, they're like, man, you were awesome. And then you got this dummy. And then I'm like, okay, you can always call me. You know, I always give you a direct number and extension. You could always call me if you don't like a particular person. But we have about 450 people that work here. And that's actually what makes it so effective, is it's not just one person working on it. We got a team of people that are kind of catching if I fall kind of thing. So
mm-hmm.
I'll be your main point of contact, but I also don't want to give you the impression I'm the only person you talk to. I got people that'll be helping me make sure that you're successful with it.
Yeah. Okay.
And that I'm not.
So
let's
talk about your offering and pricing. And I will forget all this. So if I could get an email summary, that would be super.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what I would recommend, I mean, if you're already allotting a $500 budget directly into Google Ads, I can do a local listing and then also Google Ads. So that way, instead of you paying this other company that I see in here, that's like 18 reviews, our SEOM, I can put together a package that's $499. We'll allot $199 directly into your local and $300 into your ads. And I think that would be the best route. We go month to month with each other and just kind of like on a show and prove basis with our tracking system. And then if you want to go up from there, we'll have an educated plan of attack for your business and understand exactly what's ideal for you and what works for you before we say, hey, let's throw more money into it, right? I don't want you to keep spending more. We want to keep your overhead low. And that's usually going to yield the best results for us as far as seeing you come back every month. So that's what I would recommend, putting $199 towards the local and $300 into the Google Ads. I'll get Kelly Morgan to set up your ads. We can get that going as soon as possible and get an interview going as soon as possible. Could also find out why we're not seeing your Google business profile. But if that verification's already done, we probably won't have to go through that process again. That'll help us get the local stuff up and running a lot faster. But rather than you try to figure out Google Ads on your own or spend the next 5 or 6 months or however long they quoted you before you see results paying those guys, you know, I think the $499 local plus Google Ads will get you the results that you're looking for within the next 30 to 45 days with our team here.
Okay.
I think that would be the best route. But again, if we do that, it's going to kick out SEOM from your Google business profile. You can only have one person managing your location's Google business profile at a time. And then, obviously we want to interview you, go over these areas. I took a lot of notes, but, you know, we want to customize the area that the ads are going to be running in. And that ad budget will go a lot further if you combine it with the local, because then you're not going to be getting charged per click for areas that are already covered locally. That budget will only be allotted to the areas that aren't covered locally. So,
okay.
You know, it'll last a lot longer. Okay. That's why I said you got to customize it for you.
You guys are focused on the advertising, so you're not touching my website where you're making sure keywords that are being searched are on my website.
I mean, on-site SEO is important, but I've also ran this is called a Platinum Premier package. Here, let me send you the pricing. I've also ran this campaign with no website at all. Like, I ran into this old grumpy guy who was just like, I don't want a website. And it's actually not even a requirement anymore. There's a lot of SEO companies telling people it's a requirement that you do all this on-site SEO. If you're going to have a site, it's important that it matches up. And in your industry, I think you should have a site because people are very visual, right, when it comes to interior design.
Yeah, they'll look at the portfolio.
But I don't want to give you the impression that you have to have it in order to see success either, because that's not the truth. But, yeah, we'll help you with the site in short. So the Platinum Premier package is what I offered you there, and that does include my site, which is a custom website design.
Okay, so I don't need that because I already have my website.
Well, then there you go. Yeah, then we don't need that. We'll just use that. But my only fear is, like, if they built that and then you cancel them, what's the issue there? Are they going to try to keep it, or did you build that before you signed up with them? That's separate of them? I don't know.
No,
so you asked me a question.
Is,
I'm like,
I
don't know.
The website is through the franchise company.
Okay.
We give access to SEO and Interactive. And then the other thing, it doesn't sound like we're talking about social media here. If we're talking about Facebook, et cetera, because we do use an app called Soshi where we can just go in there and
do social media.
Do our social media management from there. So that's got nothing to do with you guys, right?
No. That's a different package. I mean, we could create it for you if you needed it, but if you already have it, we're not focused on that. The main thing we want to do is get the results from Google. Google's where everything's happening. About 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. I'm not saying Facebook and Instagram aren't effective, because they definitely are, but, you know, we want to catch people at the moment they're looking for interior design. That's really where it works the best. And that's where you're going to yield the best results. So, I sent you this pricing page so you could see a full breakdown of everything. The package that I'm offering you, it's called a Platinum Premier. So it has everything outlined there. You'll see a price tag of $1,098, but that's over a two-month period. So it's normally $549 with a $299 setup fee. What I did is I reduced the monthly price to $499. It saves you $50 a month, and then I waived the setup fee, and that'll save you another $300 off the initial investment. And then you don't have to pay 2 months up front. We'll just go 1 month at a time. We usually require like a two-month contract when we set those ones up.
Okay.
So that way everything's bundled into that.
Where did you send it?
I texted it to you.
Oh. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I sent you like the SEO M's reviews and then also our reviews and stuff too, so you can see the difference. We're like light years ahead of them from an experience standpoint.
Okay. And how did you guys find me? I'm getting a lot of sales calls these days, and I want to know who's giving out my info.
Yeah, so we're partnered with Google. So typically when they say, hey, there's a spot open for a local listing, those are the three guys next to the map. So we don't even call out unless there's availability there. And we have a different type of algorithm update that's designed for people to appear there when they work with us. So they create a list, and then they just send it to my reps, like Tara that you were talking to, and they call out. So that's the thing. Is like, I don't want to bash SEOM, but if they were doing this for you, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have even made it onto our list because they would have said, hey, they're already working with an SEO company and you can only have one person managing that Google business profile at a time outside of Felicia, right? Outside of you. But yeah, you made it onto our list. So I think that's kind of a telltale sign that SEOM is not going to be able to get you to where you need to be. And I couldn't even find your Google business profile when I was looking you up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to have a look at what you sent me. If you could email it to me, that would be really great.
I could send the email. There's not going to be much difference from the email. The only reason I'm hesitant to do that is because it's kind of time consuming, and then the amount of people that actually like read the email are very slim. And usually when a spot opens up in a city like Chicago, they'll probably send me another pre-screen call here in just a second.
Okay. All right. Then
it should all be in there.
Try to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not in there,
just,
but
I mean,
if you click on that link.
It's just easier to work on a laptop than just to work on a phone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that domain, if you just go to localsplash.com/pricing or just go to our website, this stuff's all on our website too. It's just localsplash.com. Yeah. The Platinum Premier package is what I was offering you, though. There's six different packages that you could use. And I know you already have the website, but, you know, obviously waiving the fees and everything, I was getting it down to where you could launch a campaign like that with the Google ads for just the $499. And the reason I came up with that number is because you said, hey, I put $500 into Google advertising already, you know. So I go, okay, we can handle your local and your Google ads for that price. And then obviously, you know, the tracking system, you'll be able to log in, see what you're getting from that and our professional hosting of those campaigns. And if you want to increase the budget or make modifications from there, we'd be able to do it. But I think either way, it's a good idea to make a decision on which way you want to go, just because you're telling me they said 6 months and then you've already resorted to, hey, I'm going to try to run an ad on my own. And it's like, what are you paying them for if you're going to go run an ad on your own? You know, it's crazy. The whole point of having a marketing agency is to have a team of professionals there to make it work for you. That's their field of expertise, you know? And so they're going, hey, you got to pay us for 6 months. You're not going to see anything. And then you're going, hey, I need something, so now I'm going to throw more money at this. You know, this is a package that will effectively take you out of having to host your own campaign and taking you out of having to wait 6 months before you see results, start getting some bang for your buck. The way you have it set up right now, you're going to spend a lot of money and not see a lot of return anytime soon.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking at the Platinum Premier. That's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
So it's normally
SEO content done.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All your SEO would still be done. All right, that's a given. So,
so that's all, on my website.
On and off. On and off. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google Business Profile, Bing Local. I'm supposed to get the Bing postcard in the mail in a minute.
Yep.
Popular directory submission. Tell
yep.
me about
Yelp,
that.
Yellow Pages, Yelp. You already have Yelp. Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages. Some of them, I mean, they don't really generate a lot of traffic anymore, but there's up to 60 different ones, and you could opt in and out of them if you don't feel they're beneficial or if you want to put an emphasis on them. Some of them are in your particular field, but, you know, that's just part
yeah,
of the SEO.
It's important to get going right away, and I don't think we've talked about this at all.
Yeah.
Reviews monitoring. So do I have a call with you guys, like, once a month or every other week to get going or something?
Oh,
or?
Yeah. Well, right away. So, right, if I signed you up now, we would do a client interview later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. But
okay.
we treat every account like it's urgent. We need to get it up and running, and our business relationship with that owner depends on us getting them up and running and showing them some results before their next bill rolls around.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And then Google Ads, optimized website. Okay. Call and conversion tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So this company could get a different phone number for my website, a 312 number.
Yeah. Google
that's
Voice.
Different
number.
For my business.
Yeah.
So I can track what comes through.
Right.
Can we just use that number?
If it came through Google, you know, we're a Google partner. So if it's a Google Voice number, yeah. And those are free. You know, it's not any charge to you. So if it's a Google Voice number, then yes, we could use it, and it'll still forward to your line. If it's not a Google Voice number, then we can get you a new one that'll forward to your line.
Okay.
Yeah, right now it's okay because nobody's seeing that one or using it yet, right? So if we switch it, they're not going to notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I would like to take a minute and review what I have to do to get out of it with SEOM.
Mm. Did you sign a contract? There shouldn't be a contract for SEO. Usually anything that says, like, sign up for 6 months or a year is, like, red flag from marketing, because especially before you've seen it work or they're telling you it's going to take 6 months. You know, that's a big red flag already, too. That's why I said I wanted to stray away from just bashing them, because Google records our calls, and I'm not supposed to, like, trash another company in order to gain another person's business. But personally, for me, it's like somebody asking me to marry them on the first date, you know? It's like, I don't know if you're a psychopath or not, or if I actually want to commit to this, so why would I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And either way, they're getting paid when you do that 6 months. So they're like, hey, let me go ahead and secure the money from you. And whether you like it or not, you're on this ride, you know? So hopefully that's not the case.
Okay. So I'm on a recurring monthly on the first, 600 comes off my business credit card. Let's see if I...
I'm going to save you another $100 too. There you go. Yeah, success on the internet's really all about working with the right company. It's crazy that that your franchise recommended a business that's got 18 reviews and very little experience.
Okay, so we had a kickoff call. Here's a recap. Paid an invoice.
Either way, you can discontinue or cancel if you want to. at the end of the day. If you feel that the marketing is detrimental to your business, you can leave at any time. That's why we don't require a contract, too. It's just like, if a business owner feels like they don't want to do it, then they don't have to do it. And everybody that we work with, they're coming back on their own, you know?
Okay, so if I sign up with you right now, is there a way to, like, start the billing or start the service April 1st, since I already paid for March?
Yeah, that didn't go through us. You know, that's the thing. So I could, like, if I started up today on the 5th, your next bill wouldn't be due until the 5th. But you would want to, like, your Google business Google ad campaign, if you create a whole new one, Google would definitely give you back the $500 that you've put into that when we create a new campaign. So you'll get reimbursed that, especially since it hasn't been launched yet. And then the $600 from them, you have to take that up with them, and because they process that there, you know, their merchant processing. So I'm telling you, they can't tell you to cancel, but or that you can't cancel. You can absolutely cancel, but getting your money back, you know, you got to get on the phone with those guys and request your money back, or go through your bank and file for a chargeback if you feel like it was a bad decision. You change your mind. But as a franchisee, you're not required to use those guys just because your franchise recommended them. So as a franchisee, you're generally not required to use the marketing agency that's recommended. They're just giving you something. Doesn't mean that was something that they researched. They just probably looked up SEO and went, here you go. You know, recommend you do some SEO, but here's the company. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. My point is that I'm not getting the money back. So that $600 is gone for the month of March. Then if I sign up with you today, then there's another, $500?
Well, that's why I came up with that number, though, is because you said you were putting $500 into Google Ads. That, for sure, you'll be able to get back, especially because they don't actually start deducting from that budget until the ad's actually live. And so you would be receiving calls from it, you know what I mean? And then you'd be able to see that budget being spent through the app. So if it hasn't even been launched, you can cancel it. They're going to give you your money back. Google doesn't do that funny business with people. They'll just give it to you. So that's what I was saying. That $500 is basically what you're allotting to this. But then when next month rolls around, save yourself $600, or at least get out of those guys before that next bill rolls around. So instead of you being slated to pay them $600 and then allot $500 into Google every month, that's $1,100. You're only paying us $499, and that takes care of the local and the Google ad at the same time. And then keep doing what you're doing with your social media independently with that other app. And that'll cover all your bases effectively there, and that's going to save you $600. So it's not just about right now. Yeah, it might cost you a little more right now, but long-term, $600 a month over the next however long you run your business is insane. Like a very nice luxury car.
Yeah, okay.
Bane.
Okay, but well, yeah. I need to fix the luxury car that I have, and I need the projects in order to be able to fix it. Okay.
Yeah,
we
could do that.
All right,
and that's another reason.
If I can get an onboarding call today.
Yeah.
With someone good. Don't send me any duds, please.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. Cause I'm going to have Kelly is one of my friends. Like, she's from San Diego. She's super. Like, you'll meet her. She's going to run your ad. So you'll definitely be working with Kelly pretty closely. And she's pretty passionate about interior design stuff, too. So you guys can go nuts.
Well, and that's the other thing that SEOM says, hey, we do 80% of your designers. We understand your industry, blah, blah, blah. So do you guys work
but
with
all they're going to do is not customize it to you, Felicia. That means that should have been a red flag, too. It's like, hey, we got this cookie cutter thing, and we're going to throw you into this cookie cutter just like the rest of the other people that do what you do. It's like, no. Let's sit down and go over, like, what you do, what you don't do, what areas you want to target, what you don't. You know what I mean? That's kind of like a statement for them to just get out of it and let us throw whatever they want at it, and you just be happy, you know? Like, no. We'll interview you. We'll customize it for you. Make sure you're successful.
All right, let's do it. I better get some goddamn leads this month, man, because I need them.
The Google Ads will do it. Yeah, Google Ads will do it. For the local stuff, it's not going to take 6 months. Like I said, that one will come along a little bit later on, but we'll get your Google Ad up and running pretty quickly, and that will get you the results. That'll have you smack at the top of the screen. It says sponsored right next to it. Okay, what's the best time for the client interview, Felicia?
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay.
Or 1:30.
Okay, that's good, actually.
Central time.
CT. Oh, I was about to put you... Okay, 1 o'clock is, what is that, 11? Yeah, it's 11 here in California. Okay. All right, I gotcha. So I'm going to schedule a calendar. I'm going to get this spot real quickly here. Local splash, client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, too. Local
splash. Okay.
Let me actually create the account. What's your last name, Felicia? Is it Vivier?
Olson. O-L-S-O-N.
O-L-S-O-N. And then your business email address? Okay. I'm going to send everything in writing.
It is Felicia Olson at decoratingden.com.
Felicia Olson at Decorating what?
Den, D-E-N.
Okay. Decoratingden.com.
And Olson is O-L-S-O-N.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's any other way. Oh, maybe E-N some people. I gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. But
weirdos. I'm just kidding.
I think
okay.
They're Norwegian and not Swedish. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Swedish? I don't know anything about
Swedish.
The Swedes other than Sweden is like the most beautiful country ever, and the Swedish fish they taste pretty good.
I'm pretty sure Swedish fish are not fish at all.
No, I'm just joking, just from the name, you know? Yeah, but my wife always sends me pictures like randomly on social media, like, could we go here soon? I'm like, yeah, one of these summers I'll take you to Sweden. Oh, my God.
You know, Poland is really amazing, too. I'm Polish on the other side, and Poland is so much cheaper and very beautiful.
Mm.
So that's another place to think about.
I went to a private school. It was a Christian school in SoCal, and we had an exchange student from Poland. And she had so much energy. So every time I think of Poland, I'm like,
America.
Oh, yeah, she was probably happy to be in California. You know, you go from Poland, and it's like, oh, it's sunny in California all the time, you know. But she was telling me they had crazy winters, and it was cold often.
Yeah, like Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. You come out to California, it's like almost 60 degrees already. It's only like 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know, it's funny because my best friend from college lived in San Diego for many years, and she's in the Palm Springs, Indian Wells area now. But
I tried so
hard to find a job out there, and I just couldn't find, like, I grew up in consulting and business, and I think, what company was it, like Primeco or... One of those cell phone companies, but I couldn't find any business. It was all like military and medical and.
Oh yeah, San Diego area is very like Camp Pendleton. It's a lot of military.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's more of a place to visit. If you're gonna live, you kind of want to live a little more up, maybe like Oceanside area. But actually, in San Diego, it's a different ball game. You get in that gas lamp district.
Yeah.
They do crazy stuff down there. It's a little too close to Mexico, sometimes, some parts of it.
My friend looked out her window one morning and saw...
People jumping the wall.
Well, he stole her Mercedes, and she's looking out the window, he's driving away in her Mercedes.
Yeah.
So she moved from there. That was a little too close to the border for her.
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. Why are you so adamant about closing the border? I'm like, have you been down to San Diego? It's like you got this most beautiful place, beautiful beach. You could be sitting there having a drink. You look over, there's a boat, people jumping off of it. Crash the whole party.
Oh, honey, that's how we all got here. Grandpa Olson came on a boat from Sweden, you know, like,
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, just do the process. You don't want the guys that are coming over that way, and then they're jacking the cars, and we got no way to find them. Right. Got no way to track them down.
My favorite contractor, Nacho, came from Mexico, and he went back because his dad was sick and blah, 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 and he had to go through the coyote process a couple of different times, and he is the strongest man I know.
Yeah. No, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, she did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. But she came from El Salvador originally, and then she had to go through the whole legal process. We have a lawyer right across from the Google headquarters here in Irvine, and he's been getting her through it over the last couple of years, but they got kids and she gets all scary. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to be fine.
Everyone deserves a happy life. And that's why I'm here. It's like Grandpa Olson Kane.
Yeah. So, 100%.
Anyway.
We have crazy talks about that all the time where I'm like being from here. And then I'm also like, I always see both sides of the coin. Like I agree. Everybody should have a happy life. But I'm like, what about if we use the same logic and everybody that's not having a good life in America just went and ran over to Mexico? And then she was like, oh. I was like, yeah, what if we just started sending all our homeless that aren't doing well to Mexico? They wouldn't like that.
Yeah, you're going to
get
going now, especially with this new president. Don't even get me started on
that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like that guy either. It was worse. Right. We had two bad options. I'm profoundly libertarian, so I'm profoundly in the middle, and nobody talks about it.
You know, I would like to say that I'm an issue voter, but you can't be in this country. Anywho, all right, good talk. Just send me an email.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Me too. That's like how our lunch conversations go downstairs. Okay.
Yeah.
Save. There we go. There's the invitation for the client interview. That's going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock today. And then I found this address online, this 836 North Paulina Street. Is that still accurate for you, the 101?
That is, and I do not want to show that on anything. And I think it might be out there right now.
Yeah, I can hide it for you.
That's my home.
Yeah, we'll hide it for you. But it'll still say Chicago, Illinois 60622 on there.
Your name is Jazwan?
Jazwan John, and last name's Hill. So if you see Jazwan or you see John... Yeah, it's real easy to find me. I'm the only one in the country. I always go by my middle name because people bush my first name, but you did a pretty good job there.
Well, my real name is Phyllis, and I'm going by Felicia for the business. So everything on my documents, it's a family name on both sides, but you can't have a 97-year-old lady's name on your hip website.
Yes, you can.
No, I cannot.
It's unique.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I usually go by my middle name, though, too, because it's just like, from my experience, everybody just butches it. And then you have this big old conversation. What is that? How did that start? I'm like, I'm English, Irish, French.
Oh, you know what? Try being in your 20s with the name Phyllis. And guys come up and be like, Phyllis. And then I'd be like, look, if you don't want to tell me your name, don't tell me your name. Or they'd walk away or they'd ask to see my ID. And then girls were not much better because they'd be like, oh, yeah, well, what's your middle name? And I'd say Marie, like a good, you know, good Catholic girl, Marie. Have we all had Marie in that time?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah, not much better. And I'd be like, you're rude. You're rude. So,
I probably would have shortened it now that I think about it. You know, in high school, I was one of those. I said, hey, Philly.
Oh, good friends call me Phil or Philly.
Yeah.
But colleagues. You know, Carly.
Spin on it.
Yeah, definitely Phil and Philly have been like my good friends, what they call me. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right, this has been a delightful conversation, John. You guys better friggin' deliver for me and fast.
Oh, you're going to love it. Yeah, you're going to love it. I might not always be, you know, the most politically correct, but one thing I do know how to do is make money. I've been doing that for a long time.
Well, great. You make money for yourself and for me, and we'll be in business.
Yeah, if you're not making money, I'm not going to make money. You're going to cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Keep
you
honest.
I will. Right. I got the meeting invite. I will speak to Kelly at 1.
Yes, I got to secure your first month's payment, though, and do a voice verification. We skipped that part. So how did you want to secure? Yes. Yeah, because I got you on a discounted pricing on a Platinum Premier bundle, so I outline that and I send it to you in writing too, so that way you have it all documented.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Chase Visa.
Okay. And is this under your name, or does it say Vivier Designs on it as well?
It's got my name, and it's Vivier Designs.
Okay. So it's a write-off for you.
It's my business card.
Yeah, let me make sure you get the write-off. And then 836 North Paulina Street, 101 is the billing address for this card?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 4246.
4246.
315, oh, yep.
Mm-hmm.
3154.
3154.
3312.
3312.
7998.
7998. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
January 30.
January of 2030, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
And P.S., you have to put Phyllis in. This is under Phyllis, not Felicia.
Okay.
The three-digit code is 217.
217. And just to confirm, it's F-E-L-I-S?
No.
No?
P-H-Y.
Oh, I was way off. P-H-Y-L-L-I-S. Oh, that's beautiful, actually. I love that.
Mm.
My son's name is Kyrie. I just like the Y's. I just think it's so uncommon, that Y, but my son's name is Kyrie, and he has that Y there. I love that. I have a niece, Riley, and Shiloh, and they all spell it like S-H-Y-R-Y-L-E-E. You know, love that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Save that. It's just uncommon, but in my family, there's a lot of those Y's in there. All right, let me save. All right, and then here comes the voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you do want to address SEOM, too, because once we get in there, and you add us as manager, it's going to kick them out anyway, so they're not going to be able to do anything moving forward. So don't pay them anymore.
Okay.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Vivier Designs, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Phyllis Olson, principal designer and owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, so we already know about the other guys, but moving forward, if you're going to add anything, just double check, make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything.
Okay. And
it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a true month-to-month agreement. It says, your payment will be charged today. It is March 5th, 2025, and the discounted amount of $499 for a Platinum Premier bundle. And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the fifth day in that discounted price of $499 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop our merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And I want to make sure I'm getting it in writing because I'm looking at the Platinum Premier package on your website right now, and it does say $549 a month. And
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's automatically going to come through when I press pay. So I have to do the voice verification first before I can press pay. So that's I'm literally about to hit it right now. Okay. stay on the line with me. These all come through automatically. It's going to engineer an agreement, and then you have to sign off on it. You'll always be able to find this agreement and everything in writing in your tracking system. So we actually developed an app and a dashboard that'll have both your local and your Google Ads analytics in there. So you'll be able to just log into that, and it'll have a full breakdown of all your leads, clicks, calls, where they're coming from. You'll be able to evaluate your return on investment from there each month.
Okay.
If you do see something come across as Felicia, I just noticed that your billing, I changed the name in your billing, but I didn't change the name on the account, so it might come across as Felicia Olson. I'm going to update it now and then have it reset to you with Phyllis.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you 1 second.
And then, I have two emails. They both come to the same email. It's P. Olson at Decorating Den and Felicia Olson at Decorating Den. They both come.
Okay, I think I'm going to change it to P. Olson because I had the Felicia there, but I didn't confirm if I was spelling that correctly either. I had it as F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Okay, then it should still come through that email.
If you want to do it, okay. Action needed. Pictures need verification.
Yep.
Welcome to Local Splash. Mm-hmm. Local Splash initial invoice.
The initial invoice is going to have a link to the outline of the agreement in writing in there. I know that's what you were just asking for. So that'll have it all broken down, like all the products and features that we're doing for you in that Platinum Premier Bundle. It'll have the discounted pricing structure of the $4.99 month to month, the breakdown of that pricing structure. And they'll have the cancellation policy, the billing date, and then the bottom it'll ask you to sign off on it. And like I said, this stays in your account, so you'll always have that hard copy on file.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been around for a long time, so trust me, I mean, we're not going to leave you in the dark or pull any kind of shady business. We need transparency on both ends.
Okay.
All right, so let me go ahead and save. All right, and then I got Kelly CC'd on your ad, and then I'll make sure that the client interview tech is somebody you like. They're downstairs on the third floor, so I'll just go check in with them, and I'll hand select somebody to take that call.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, I got you. I know there's some of them down there. They're like, okay, they're new or they're young kids. And they try to give them a simpler role.
Not new and more... a little more senior, if you don't mind. I'm already stuck with an accountant. Then I got the bait and switch, and I'm like, this person is dumb. You can't, like, I need someone new, and I've gotten someone new. Like, I just...
Yeah, it's one of those people you ask them a question, and they go, hold on.
I watched the webinar from the company, and I asked the question about something from their own webinar, and she didn't know what it meant. And I'm like, okay, you're fucked.
Yeah, a lot of them, they focus on getting their Google certification, and then they go to Google, and Google outsources them to one of their local partners here. That's why I was kind of concerned about SEOM, is because I'm like, there's no way that they're, it says that they have premier Google partners, but I'm like, there's no way, unless somebody's like independently out there getting the certification. But I mean, I could tell why they don't have very many reviews. Google's probably not even referring them through the partner page, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
They're going to be a thing of the past. We're going to save yourself that $600, get your car fixed up, and bring in some customers here a lot quicker than you pay.
Let's do it.
What? They were going to have you pay $3,600 before you expect to see anything. That's crazy. I don't even know how they manage. They must be good salespeople. So I don't know how they manage to pull that off. That's wild.
No, they're not. They're not. Well, and then the VP told me, and I'm like, and I said, hey, how is this SEOM? Because I feel like I should have had some calls, and then they didn't, and I didn't, I thought they would just do it. So I didn't track it because I'm tracking 172 items right now.
Yeah. Anybody you pay, you should still keep track of though, you know, but.
I know, but it's like, I've never drank from the fire hose like I am right now.
Yeah.
A new business. Like I've been in big, for consulting, I've been at Salesforce for 8 years right before that. Like, I know what I'm doing, but this is unlike any.
We love Salesforce. Yeah, I have a bunch of buddies that work at the Salesforce out here in California. We always play golf together.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's so off topic. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
So anyway, She said that the owner of SEOM sold the agency, like retired to Florida and works part-time. So she has personally taken on 20 of the owners, but she won't take on any more. And when I look at one of the sites of the owner, I know an owner that she has, I'm just trying to copy everything because I'm like, these guys just don't. So I was open to it and you called me at the right time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. We'll get you taken care of. I appreciate you giving us your trust. You know, I'm looking forward to building on that and developing something long-term. That's really our goal, is to work with you until you close your doors, you know, but we do it 1 month at a time. So, I appreciate you. You know, jumping on board with us today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'll be your account lead. I'll actually send you my direct number and extension right now. It's the same as our customer service line, but I want to make sure you could call into me directly if you have any issues. And then we'll circle back with you for the client interview and get that knocked out, and I'll have Kelly get your ads rushed. Try to get that up and running ASAP so we can get some customers
Thank
under
you.
Your belt to pay for this thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to pay the mortgage and my dog. Yeah. My dog has to be home. A nine-pound Chicago gangster needs a new pair of shoes. Right, dog?
A new pair of shoes? Yeah.
Come on, Bubba.
What kind of dog is it?
He is a nine-pound Maltese. You can see him on Instagram, Bugsy Capone. I think it's _ Chicago.
Bugsy Capone from Chicago. Oh, my God.
He sits in a purse, but he will attack a pit bull. He will go after a pit bull and other big dogs. That's so rude, Bugs.
The little ones are always spicy. People always say that about me and my wife. They're like, hey, guys are so opposite, because I'm like 6'2 and bearded, you know, like I work out all the time. She's like 5 foot. But she's the angry one all the time. I'm always just so happy, you know. She's like spicy, like, you know, but we got boys, and so she's a good mom for them, I guess.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with those different measurements, you're gonna need different seating in your living room, because something comfortable for you is not gonna be comfortable for her, and vice versa.
Oh yeah, I know. We got the low stuff, so I gotta like squat all the way down and then fall over onto the couch.
Yeah, you must look modern. I love modern.
Yeah,
all right, John, this was super fun. I better get back to fundraising for my business.
All right, Felicia. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Yeah, look out for our phone call. I got you locked in here at 1 o'clock.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.